I'm not sure there really is ever a typical or quote-unquote normal day in the safety world, let alone the manufacturing world or industrial side of things. But I'm responsible for the day-to-day safety items here at Trademark, developing and driving our safety culture, safety practices. The goal really would be to reduce the risk to as close to zero as possible. We get the guys together usually at the beginning of a shift, and we pick a topic for the month, and we discuss that particular topic. And it can be a wide range of things, from safety items that could be taken back to the home. So for instance, like when school starts, we can talk about traffic safety, looking out for buses and kids walking the street, or it could be work-related, fall protection, compressed gas cylinders, forklift, and it's just a brief 10 to 15 minute conversation with some bullets outlined, and the idea is to get some feedback or participation in from the shift crew, and for them to participate. At Trademark, our mindset is that we're one team, and so we really try to promote that teamwork environment by really putting a strong focus on that. We strive for a strong participation between management and then the operations employees. Breaking down this wall really helps you identify hazards that are out on the shop floor or out in the plant. If people feel comfortable talking about those items, we can, do a risk assessment, come up with corrective actions or an action plan, and then go ahead and then implement those corrective actions to help rectify that hazard or that exposure. Safety is everyone's responsibility. We really place a strong emphasis on safe work practices that are already established and following those procedures, and then also going back to communication. With open, good communication, it helps advance our goals, whether that be safety initiatives or production goals. If you go back to that teamwork mindset and that open communication mindset, it really helps drive that forward. With a strong safety culture that we really revolve around safety and quality, our workers or our employees are going to be happier and then also healthier in the grand scheme of things. This can lead to a multitude of different things, but lower workers' comp costs, fewer workers' comp claims, less downtime on equipment. With all of those things combined, it enables you to be more productive in the long run. We are very proud of our safety record. This is something that our guys in the back take great pride with, and show up each and every day ready to continue this. We have gone almost seven and a half years without a recordable injury, and we are at almost 14 years without a lost time incident. So that's something that we're very proud of, and we hope to continue for many more days and years to come. Here at Trademark, we do have a responsibility to be a good steward to our community. And with our strong safety record and focus on safety, it really helps drive that forward. Many of us do live in the Tampa community. We have schools, medical facilities within the area. We have a really strong desire and focus to run our process safely and deliver a quality product to our customers. And by placing the emphasis on those areas, it allows us to do that. I hope we kind of set an example for others and show that having a strong safety culture is obtainable. At Trademark, we do place a high emphasis on having a strong safety culture, and the goal is to have our employees go home every night the way that they came into work that morning or that evening for the night shift. Having a strong safety culture allows us to do that, whether it's teamwork, communication, group meetings and stuff like toolbox talks. Really having a well-rounded and well-developed roadmap to follow, if you will, gives us the ability to do that, to return home each and every night.